Thank you so much for having me.
You're very easy to talk to. You know, you're a strong man of your faith, and that's what makes it so easy. We connected like that in the beginning.
What is up, everyone, it is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Monday night show, and you all, I'm talking about my favorite show, your favorite show, Real Talk Monday, you all, before we get started tonight, and before I introduce our special guest, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping, and I want to give you all a little couple of commercials. First off, you all, if you have not been voting, we are up for a Music Love Award, you all, as Podcast of the Year. So we need y'all to go over there to that website. Don't worry about it. I'm going to put the link in the comments. I need y'all to go over there, and I need y'all to vote. We are Team Sandra Sykes. I need y'all to vote as many times a day as y'all can. The voting goes on until July 31st. And after that, I got one more thing I need y'all to do for me. But we'll be right back after this commercial break. And this is going to tell y'all what I need y'all to do. Check it out. What is up, everyone. This is not a show, but I got a very big announcement for you guys. Check it out. You all, James H. Glover Studios, God has been blowing our mind this year. He has been blowing our mind with the things that he has been doing, and we are excited. We are ecstatic. And now, you all, he just blew our mind again. We are now not only nominated in one category, not two categories, not three categories, not four categories, but five categories on the Spin Awards. That's right. You all heard it right. James H. Glover Studios is nominated for a Spin Award. We are nominated in five different categories. Now, the way that you can find us in those categories that we are nominated for is, number one, for the Sunday Morning Drive Show. We're nominated in that category. We are nominated as James H. Glover. We are nominated in categories as that. And we are nominated as James H. Glover Studios. We are nominated in categories as that as well. So anywhere that y'all see James H. Glover Studios, James H. Glover, or Sunday Morning Drive, I want y'all to run over there and vote. Go to www.spinawards.com and you all can get started voting, okay? I appreciate you all. God bless you all, and heaven continue to smile upon you all. And as I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we look at as bad, God has only turned it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace. What y'all waiting on? Go vote! That's right. That's right. That's right. You are. You are. You are. I need y'all to go on over there and vote. 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 For the Spin Awards, y'all can click on that link that's in the comments and vote there. And for Music Love Awards, you can click on this link and vote there. Once again, that voting is till July 31st. Then this voting has just started. Click on this link right here and vote for the Spin Awards as many times a day as y'all can. God has blown our mind, but now it's time to get into the show on tonight. You all, you all, you all. I'm not even going to call her a guest. I have a family member up in the building with me tonight. We happen to watch one of the same things online. And through that conversation of that show, we ended up coming up with a topic that we felt like needed to be discussed on We'll Talk Monday, entitled The Grass Ain't Greener. So you all, I have my friend, my sis, my homie, Dr. Iris Wright up in the building with me tonight. So I want y'all to check in. As y'all check in, let me know where y'all listening from, where y'all watching from. Let us know what's going on with you guys. But put y'all's blessed hands together for my sis as she comes to the stage. Hey, 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 sis.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you?
I am well. Look, you've been back, what? I just had you on a couple of weeks ago, and you already back.
What's a lot going on? Legit.
So, for the ones that's been living under a rock, I'm going to let you tell them about yourself, and then we're going to go in from there.
Hey, guys. I'm Dr. Iris Wright. I am a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, international award-winning author, speaker, international speaker, mother, wife, all of that, all right? So if you follow me, you'll probably know me from, I'm Virginia's Queen, Miss Corporate America. I am doing a book with Shark Tank Kevin Harrington. I'm in a project with him right now, so we're having fun.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. I said this before. Did y'all hear? Award-winning author, international award-winning author, international speaker. Like, my sis doing it big over here, and I'm extremely proud of her. All right, I see Jacksonville, Florida up in the building. Hey, hey, hey. All right, so let's get on started with this conversation today, sis. Let's go.
Yes, yes. Our title is The Grass Greener on the Other Side. It's The Grass Greener on the Other Side.
Man, you won't believe how many times people done asked themselves that question.
Yeah, that grass ain't green on the other side.
It ain't. So let's get started with it. All right, sis, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the phrase, is the grass greener on the grass ain't greener on the other side? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Is one, in that relationship, what you got in your home, you married, and you think you're going to go outside of that home because you think you got something better out there. And then you go to realize that home was where you were supposed to be. It ain't greener on the other side. You leave your 80 for a 20. All right. So that's what I think about when we talking about the grass ain't greener on the other side.
Man, that 80-20 will be getting a lot of people.
Yeah. It's that lust.
Facts.
That lust. And then in the relationship and the marriage, you're going through things, you know, and, you know, I know some people believe that a marriage is not work. I ain't saying it's work like your job, but it is work. Yeah, especially the longer you be with someone as well. So you got to kind of look at that from that aspect where especially when you get to a certain age, you might go every 10 years, something changes. But I'm in my 40s. Me and my husband's about to celebrate 14 years of marriage, and we've been together 23 years. So now it's more like every 5 years something new is going on here. Growth, they're changing. So if we're changing because of growth, do that mean that I need, that one of us need to walk away from what we're building? No, it does not. We're not going to be happy every day. You know, it's a saying of, you know, me and my husband, we were, he gets, I said something to him the other day. I said, well, you don't like me right now. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, nope. You know, so, you know, it's times you don't like each other, but you still love each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like you right now. Get out of my face. Leave me alone. Right. But you still love each other. So you still going to fight and continue to build what you have built. You know, and that's what a strong relationship is about. You don't have to worry about, you know, going outside of that, finding that. Because when you do go out there, you realize, man, I had everything I needed right at home.
Facts. And that's the problem. I think sometimes people look for peace outside of the home when where they really needed to stay was right in the house.
Because, yes.
Man, when you're looking for that peace outside of that home, you're going to find it. But you're going to find some other things out there, too.
Well, if you judge by our friend Anthony, Anthony thought he had peace with Shayla. And then left out of the home, made a whole baby, started spending more time over there, and he found out it ain't as peaceful. he was stressed than what he was when he was at home. And you can tell the difference now, too, because he's over there with Shayla, how he looked stressed, how he looked was going on. It wasn't peaceful. He kept saying to us several times, I thought you was going to be my peace. I thought you was going to be my peace. But today, this morning, he had his slides on, had his house clothes on.
He was taking care of business. He was ready.
He was calm. This is where he needed to be.
Yeah, he was ready. Like, he was able to run his business the way that he was supposed to because he was back where he needed to be.
Yes, yes. So that's what I mean when we saying the grass ain't green on the other side.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, that grass could be cute. But yo, let's keep it real, y'all. Like, sometimes it ain't green, and sometimes it just needs a little more lawn. Sometimes your lawn just needs a little more TLC.
Yes. Yes. So, Country Wayne, keep it going. We want to see more of those skits.
Please. Please. Please, matter of fact, I'm gonna tag him in this. I know he's probably gonna see it, but Country Wayne, bro, keep him coming for real. Country Wayne, Mr. Soul White, and everything. We need him.
We need him. We need him.
Like, legit. So, my next question to you is, have you ever found yourself comparing your journey to someone else's? And how did it affect you?
Honestly, I have never really, well, you know what? I think because when I met my husband, I was 19. And we had friends and family members who have gotten married, and we thought they had the perfect marriage. And I was going through a lot of stuff, you know. So I talked to, you know, I talk a lot about my journey. When my husband met me, I was coming out of trial from facing 20 years. So it was a lot of things. I had children, a lot of things that he had to take on at a young age. And people, you know, eventually people was trying to force us to be married. You know, we need to be equally yoked and all this kind of stuff. We used to hear all kinds of stuff from people. And then when we have friends and people around us, they wouldn't be together very long, and they would get married. But as time moved on, we waited 8 years to be married. And all of them are divorced. We're the only ones still here. some of them have remarried, you know. So, and a couple of the marriages really kind of felt like I was involved in the marriage, you know, because you know how you just look up to the couple and you're thinking like, oh my God, they, you know, their marriage is fire, you know,
they ain't never going through nothing
and everything. And then you find out that they're getting a divorce.
So it's like, man, if then you find yourself like, if they getting a divorce, like, what does that mean for me?
Yeah. Guys, I'm telling you, I quickly don't think about that at all. Like, seriously. Everyone's family dynamic is different. Everyone's situation is different. You have to tackle everything while you can, we're in your relationship together, and go on. Like, you know, August 27th, we're celebrating 14 years of marriage. November of this year will be 23 years that we've been together. Almost all of our kids are grown. We have one left outside of the house. And keep your, you know what I'm saying? Like, do what you need to do for your family. Love who you want to love. When you meet someone, you don't have to rush to be in a relationship. Enjoy it. You know, pay attention to little red flags and stuff too, because once you get married, marriage is a lifetime commitment. So you got to be okay. You got to ask yourself questions. Can I live with this person for the rest of my life through thick and thin, through sickness and health? If you can't answer yes to those questions, then you don't need to be in that relationship with that person. You need to let them find their person. Everybody, I believe that everybody has a person here. I do believe that we miss out on our person because we spend so much time with the wrong people. So find your person. Don't hold anybody up. If you want something, they don't want it, they may not be a match for you. Don't put yourself down to another level and not get what you want because you want to be with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, after that, we have kind of grown out of that. I've never looked, and that's with anything that I do, seriously. Business, personal, I don't care what people got going on or what they have. It affects me none. I don't wish anything saying, hey, I wish I was that person. I only wish I'm myself. I'm happy to be me. And I'm happy to be on the journey that we're on because me and my husband has defeated so many challenges together. When I met my husband, I bumped into him at Walmart. I mean, we bumped in tied eyes. I think we stared at each other for about 5 minutes and someone had to come in between us a little bit. And we both was in situations. So it was difficult. We were young. And, you know, we're still here. So we weren't married to nobody else, but we were in situations.
I feel that. So what you're saying is, like, even though, like, y'all was in situations, y'all already knew that this is my person.
It kind of felt like that. Like, I never looked deeply in someone's eyes like that before and had that feeling that I felt with him. So I do feel like, you know, I married the right person. So, you know, nobody could really tell me any, even when we're going through things, God always take me back to the day we met. Always.
Because that was the best, because that sometimes you got to go back to where it started from, like.
Yeah. And, you know, and so many other things, you know, what y'all have done together. We've raised 5 kids together. Right? He had 2. I had 3. Like, we built something together. So is that, you know, that's something worth saving, and especially we were so young. Right? I hear so many people say, oh, I got the best husband. I just wanted the best husband for me. That's it. I didn't want, you know, perfect. I didn't want, my prayer wasn't to be with a rich person, a millionaire, or, you know, anything of that nature. I just wanted the best person for me. And then most importantly, wanted someone to love me and I was able to love them back.
Facts. I like what you said, but you said you just wanted the right person, because sometimes people look at what they used to have and they sometimes try to compare their previous status in life to where they are now. And they're like, you know what? I feel like if this other person was doing this, then you ought to be able to do this as well. Okay, if this other person was doing all of this, and y'all were so great.
Why aren't you with him? Yeah. You know, if we're still having that type of conversation and we're older, then there's a problem, right?
Thanks.
If you're younger, you might still have that conversation sometime, right? Because we're still trying to get, we're still trying to understand this whole dynamic. But if we in like 30 and up and we still having this conversation, then we need to talk about the relationship here, because we shouldn't be having these immature conversations. Right. You know, so, you know, I don't know. I for me, when we're in this marriage together, when he's down, I try to be his fire. I'm trying to stay up. And when I'm down and he feels though I'm pulled down, then he steps up to try to make sure, hey, I need you back up here with me. And, you know, search for that. And a lot of people, you know, I think I said this on the show last time, a lot of people's not going to be able to find love. They're going to miss their opportunity because they're worried about material things instead of finding someone to build with, to grow with, to grow old with, that loves them unconditionally, that has loyalty for them, right? Loyalty is something hard to find right now.
Oh, for sure. It is. It's right.
You know, it's you want those things. And sometimes we're worried about getting this bag. I want to be a millionaire. Such and such. Look at those red bottoms. Look at this car they're driving and everything. I'm not one of those happy people. Yeah. I'm not one of those type of people. I just want my peace and I want to be happy. And I think once you go through some things, you're going to realize, like, oh my God, I just
want my peace.
Yeah, when you grasp onto that peace and you're like, oh my God, this is all I want. It's nothing that money can buy. You know, this is all I want. I'll go through whatever we need to go through with you, you know?
Yeah. It's like you found that safe space.
I found that safe space. Yeah. I mean, and my whole thing was, if we're not dealing with infidelity, you know, or abuse, I'm good.
Right.
I can almost deal with anything else, you know. I'm good. So I'm just happy to be able to find my person. And I don't think God makes mistakes. You know, even me, as I was going through my healing phase, I felt as well, oh my God, why would he bring this man here near me and I'm broken and I'm going through all of these things? Because I know that when you're in a relationship with somebody, whatever you're toting, they're toting too. They're going through that stuff as well. You know, and that was difficult getting out of my healing space to understand it, but I think I needed him to hold me up.
Yeah. So because the scripture says two are better than one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, two can be better than one. That is true. But both of you have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Both of you have to be fighting for the same thing. It's kind of hard to be on the same page when it seems like one is on one page and the other one is still looking back at previous chapters.
Yeah. So your relationship is going to be whatever you make it.
True.
I would just say, now in today's age, have your list of questions so you'll know who you're dealing with. That way you're not wasting your time and you're not wasting someone else's time. And try to find that love. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that love is there that you can find when you're in that relationship, have fun with it. Don't worry about what nobody else is saying. Take it time, let things grow, and just let God lead you to whatever's supposed to happen, you know? And if it's your husband or your wife, you're going to find it. You're going to know. And I hear this too. Oh my God, a man knows right away that that's going to be his wife. Doesn't mean that you have to get married right away.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you can still take your time. You know, I said in a post the other day when some lady was preaching about this on live, women have lost their lives because they jumped into a relationship and a marriage too fast.
I agree with that 1,000%. You got to do your due diligence.
You got to know someone.
Because, like, yes, God could tell you that that person is your wife. God can tell you that person is your husband. But you also have free will as well. So you got to make sure that, you know what, let me make sure that I can deal with everything that comes with this person.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Babies were molested because mommies done got married and too quickly and let some man in their house too quickly. Like, women have gotten abused because they didn't know this person. You know, 6 weeks later, we're getting married. Mm-mm. You didn't know what this agenda was, and it could go both ways. It takes years to get to really know someone. You know, so I don't believe that you can know someone overnight. Even if you feel like, oh my God, this is the best person in the world. This is my husband. This is my everything. Sometimes, guys, we take God's voice. And we we get it mixed up with the voices in our head.
Yeah, God, like, I ain't tell you that. I ain't tell you at one time. And then we wondering why we sitting here dealing with Bozo when we was waiting on our king, our queen. God is like, I didn't tell you to marry them.
Yeah, you ain't listening. I didn't tell you
to marry them. There's people right now in marriages that God never intended on them being in.
Yeah, yeah.
They fell in love because of trauma.
Yeah.
They fell in love because of trauma binding. They fell in love because both of them like the same sports team. Okay, that's cute. But what's going to happen when life starts happening?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I wanted to know. Like, when storms happen, tornadoes, are you still going to be here? Are you going to be rocking with me? Or am I going to be rocking with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we going to be together? And I think that makes a big difference in a marriage. And it also gives you an outlook in a marriage, because I know now, like 23 years in, I can talk to anybody, any man or anything. They just look like people to me. I'm not lusting over anyone or worried about how cute this person is. I can talk and have a conversation. I can work with different people. I don't think anything of it. I just look at everybody like they're people. Getting into that point. So that's what 23 years have shown me. Like, okay, this is good. I know what, you know what you got at home. So everything else is irrelevant. You know, and I do think it's a mindset thing. And I do think that healing has a lot to do with that as well. So we have to learn how to heal.
And you got to give yourself a chance to heal.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself time. You have to, like, you can't rush into it. You got to give yourself time. Like, there are people, once again, that have gotten in relationships, and it might have been the right person, but it was the wrong timing.
Yeah, I mean, I have met people that were together a long time ago. It didn't work out. And then years later, they find each other again.
Mm-hmm.
Because of growth, mindset shifts, things happened that they were able to, you know, my mom was one of them, my stepfather that passed. You know, my mom had remarried, got off, her husband died, and ended up bumping into my somebody she would used to date beforehand, and they ended up getting married.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta, you know, just take the measurements, wait for your person, and then take your time if you meet somebody. Don't feel like you have to rush into everything. We are in a world where everybody want to rush into everything. And, you know, things that take, I always tell people, things that happen so quickly normally are not good.
Mm-mm.
Things. I've never had anything good to me that I got overnight. The best things I've ever gotten took time.
I agree with this 1,000%. Totally agree. Like, it takes time. Like, we can live in a microwave. We live in a microwave society so much to the point to where we think things are supposed to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. But look at diamonds. Everybody loves diamonds, right?
Yeah.
But in order for that diamond to be a diamond and to shine brightly, it has to be shaped. It has to be molded. It has to be broken. It has to be formed. It has to be beaten.
It has to go through pressure.
Yeah, it has to go through pressure in order for it to come out as the diamond that we see. So what I'm saying is, get ready for that pressure. Like, get ready to go through that pressure cooker because it's going to be worth it in the end. So, all right, here's how we're going to wrap it up, because I promise you, matter of fact, I got something I need to talk to you about as soon as we get off of here. Because I got something up my sleeve, but I'm going to really need you for. So, what final advice would you give someone who feels stuck, unsatisfied, or tempted to jump ship? And then after you answer that question, I want you to tell my followers where they can find you at.
What I will tell you is block everybody else out. Social media. Who cares what your cousin doing? Who said you were supposed to do this? And follow your heart and pray and ask God to help guide you and give you wisdom and strength that you need to be able to make the right decisions over your life, in your relationship. Take your time, get to know people, find that love and passion and marry for that. It's sad to say that a lot of people will not be able, they're going to miss out on love because of what they see on social media. And a lot of things that we see are not real. So take yourself, pray, put God in the center of it. Ask God to help give you discernment. Get to know people. Find your man, find your woman, and hold on to them. Don't listen to what everybody else is saying. Ask the right questions. Ask yourself questions when you're in your relationship. Are you able to live with this person for the rest of your life? Are you able? Will you be there to take care of them when they're sick? Will you be able to go through storms and mountains with them? And if you answer yes, you may found your husband or your wife, right? So I would tell you to just focus on the peace and the love that you have inside of your home and do not worry about everything else that's going on outside.
I agree 1,000%. Now tell my audience where they can find you at, sis.
You can find me on Facebook as celebrity co-author Dr. Iris Wright, or Iris Wright, or author Iris Wright on Facebook, Instagram, on TikTok. Or you can go to my website, iris-wright.com.
All right. And my advice to you is just keep God first. When you are in a situation where it seems like you're ready to jump ship, it seems like everything is going wrong, just remember to keep God first. Remember that God will never fail you. He has a reason for what he's doing. You just got to trust him, and you got to give him time. And just remember your why, of why you got married to this person, why you got in this situation. And I would challenge you to write a list. If the good outweighs the bad, you need to hold on to it. But if that bad outweighs the good,
let it go. And the grass is not greener on the other side.
Exactly. Grass is not greener on the other side. It's not, y'all. It's not. It is not. Like, one thing that I want us to understand is, one thing I want to do is I want to lower divorce rates and higher up. I want to bring up marriage rates within our culture, within our society. I want to do that because I want to see more kingdom marriages. So, as I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments. Meaning, some things if we look at as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I will see y'all in about 26 minutes. See y'all back in like 26 minutes, y'all. Peace. Love y'all. Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.